This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. Each weekday morning, I start the day with you to help you get your day started right. And that means taking some time with God. And we do that together. I hope it's just the beginning of an extended time you have with the Lord each day. That will become the most important thing in your life if you give it that priority. Very quickly, you'll see how significant a difference it makes in your life to start each day setting your mind on the things of the Lord and on Himself, on God as a person to relate to in your life. We want to look this week at the theme of our beautiful Lord Jesus. And I want to spend the week in a few verses in the first chapter of Colossians. Paul writes this book, and he says in verse 13, "For God delivered us from the domain of darkness and transferred us to the kingdom of His beloved Son, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. And He, Jesus, is the image of the invisible God. He is the firstborn of all creation. For by Him all things were created, both in the heavens and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities. All things have been created by Him and for Him. And He is before all things, and in Him all things hold together. He is also head of the body, the church, and He is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, so that He Himself might come to have first place in everything." Well, I love that verse, verse 15. Jesus is the image of the invisible God, because it shows us that Jesus reveals to us the beautiful character of God. You know, in the first chapter of the Gospel of John, the Apostle John tells us that no man has seen God at any time. And then he says about Jesus, He has explained God. And the writer of Hebrews tells us that Jesus is the radiance of God's glory and the exact representation of His nature. Well, of course, Jesus doesn't show us the essential being of God. No one can see God, as the Bible says. And that's because God is spirit. We can't see spiritual things with our eyes. But what Jesus shows us is the essential character of God, what kind of person He is. And what we see of God in Jesus is so beautiful. John puts it this way. He says, "We saw His glory, glory as of the only begotten from the Father, full of grace and truth." And I think God is saying to us today in this passage that we need to look at Jesus to understand what He, God, is like. Do you want to know if God cares? Look at Jesus as He's moved with compassion as He sees the multitudes. You want to know if God is really committed to you? See Jesus dying on the cross for you. Do you wonder how God feels about hypocrisy in your spiritual life? Look at Jesus' words to the Pharisees. Will God still accept you after major spiritual failure in your life? Look at Jesus on the beach, walking with Peter, restoring His relationship. I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.